Terry through to the second round of the cup. At half time, well, let's talk about that first half first, because you couldn't have asked for a better first half, could you?
No, it was good. We were clinical. I don't think we were three goals better than them, but we were clinical with our chances. Good professional first half. Second half's always going to be difficult. You know, it's whoever gets the next goal, and it was them. Although we had a bit of half a chance before, early on in the second half. So it was always a close game. I think the stats will tell you there's nothing in it, and there wasn't. Probably what was in it was our clinicalness in the first half.
How happy were you at the way you took your chances?
Yeah, really pleased, because the first one, we're working on the diag and then putting the ball in, and Jono heads it back, and Joe Dodu leapt like a salmon and headed that in. So that was good. And then the corner we've been working on, and Cully does ever so well, get his goal. So your two centre forwards have scored. Brilliant. And then Joe Dodu does ever so well again and has his shot. And Harry does what he does, to be fair. He gets in at the back stick and knocks it in, and 3-0, half time. Brilliant.
A word for Joe Dodu, because obviously scoring one, setting up another, and being a handful for the entire 90 minutes. He doesn't play every week, does he? But is he giving you a bit of a headache there?
Yeah, brilliant. So delighted for him, because he hasn't played as much as he wants to. And he's let me know that, to be fair. And he's had his goal today, and he's done himself no harm, has he? He's been outstanding today.
Who else impressed you today?
I thought the lads that have come in, you know, I thought Ryan McLaughlin was good. Jono worked his socks off. But you know, to come here and they're top of the, you know, near the top of their league, and we're away, and it's our third journey in about 9 days or something like that. So I think it's a hell of an effort for the squad, and we're obviously missing. I know they're missing some good players, to be fair. Full credit to them for how they went about it and took it to the death. But we're missing some good players, and it's tested the squad, and in the end, it's produced the win, and that was all it was about today: getting the win and getting in the hat.
You could have, somewhere made, might have been a gamble, for example, not playing Nathan D'Alfonso, leaving Jay Spearing out, leaving Chris Bowler out, those sort of players, making five changes. You know, I guess if we'd been talking about this and they'd got a third one, maybe people would have been a bit more critical. But I suppose you can.
That's your chance you take in football, isn't it? And that's what I've been doing in the cup games. And you know, this is the FA Cup. But these lads are training ever so well, and they deserve a go as well. And no one's been rested, so don't get us wrong on that. No one's been rested. Mark Howard's just not fit yet. He will be quick. Yeah. Donovan just not quite ready. Jay just a bit tight. Mark Bowler foot injury. So that's it. We've used the squad today. It's paid off for us. Delighted.
Obviously through to the second round of the FA Cup. It's that round that kind of everybody just wants to get out of the way for the third, isn't it?
I just hope we get a home draw, because we've done some travelling and we're sick of it, to be honest. And just get a home draw. That'll be nice. And it's one of them. You get through that next game, you never know.
It tees you up nicely for next week, doesn't it? Another trip.
Yeah, that's it. And hopefully that'll be... You know, we won't be going away. You know, hopefully we do get home draw, because it'll be Southend again next week. But that's football. You have to play the cards you get dealt, and they're the cards we've been dealt. And, ever so pleased for the lads. We're back on track. Two away wins on the trot. Delighted.